night long. When friends and loved ones have done you wrong, you gave them your love right from the start. But all they ever did was break your heart. Now I can relate. See, I've been there myself, and I've had to walk alone. Gonna make you feel so lost. All of your friends, the ones you used to call, ain't it funny when you don't have no money, they don't come around anymore. But oh, I can relate. See, I've been there myself.
With Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And now, here's today's message.
As many as received that tip. As many as received him, to them he gave the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. But you shall receive tip. You shall receive what? Power. So why are you going around saying you ain't got no power? You ain't supposed to say you ain't got no power, and Jesus say you did. Now who you gonna believe? The devil tell you you're powerless. Now who you gonna believe? Jesus said you receive power after the Holy Ghost come on you. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but he has given us power, love, and a sound mind. Stop saying you're crazy. Stop saying you're losing your mind. I must be losing my mind around here. Boy, I tell you, the devil just whooping me coming. I must be losing my mind. I think I'm about to have a nervous breakdown. Shut up. I'm about to have a nervous breakdown. Ooh, my mind getting bad. Ooh, I just can't remember stuff like I used to. Shut up. Say, I got a sound mind. Why are you confessing something else? My mind must be getting bad. All right. You calling for it. You can receive bad things. You have a choice to choose life or death, blessing or cursing, and your mouth is a determining factor. What are you saying? If some of us would just get our mouth straight, we would find out that the devil ain't doing all that stuff. We give the devil credit for all kinds of stuff, and it's right here. It's how we think, what we believe, what we think, and what we say. If you'd ever get your believing, your thinking, and your saying right, some stuff would line up right. If you believe wrong, you're going to say wrong. If you think wrong, you ain't going to believe right. Okay. Two keys, I gave you two keys to receiving. What are they? Humility and faith. All right. Number three, compassion and love. You can't throw love out the window. Because the love of God has been shed abroad. Shed abroad. That means that God has done something in you. The love of God has been poured forth, shed abroad in your heart by the Holy Ghost. See, the Holy Ghost does all this. Joy in the Holy Ghost. Praise God. The love of God's in you. So quit saying who you can't stand. You just irritate me to no end. Sound like your flesh didn't got involved. Now, I know some people rub you the wrong way. But I like what John Osteen used to say. He say, if somebody rub you the wrong way, turn the cat around. Y'all, some of y'all didn't get that, did you? Somebody got it. Somebody say, ah. You got to walk in love. See, if you get in strife, man, strife, stop the flow of the blessing. Can't receive. If you have aught in your heart towards your brother, you can't receive from God. If you have strife, animosity, bitterness on the inside, it's going to hinder the blessing of God in your life. And you'll be wondering why, you know, I'm saying all the right things. Yeah, but how about your love walk? I'm going to do, you got to work on your love walk every day. Amen. Amen. You know why? Because you come in contact with people every day. Amen. You wouldn't have to work on your love walk so much if you didn't come around, if it wasn't for people. I mean, you could walk in love real good if there wasn't nobody around you. But we'd be champions in love. I'm walking in love. You know how you're a champion in love when you're by yourself? Oh, you done told the Lord, I'm loving everybody today, Lord. And then somebody cut you off. When you know, things just happen. Somebody jump in front of you in the line. Somebody try to put you out of their office. While you're trying to explain. They walking you to the door, hollering at you. I'd walk in love real good if it wasn't for people. But that love that God put in you is for the people. So don't think love is weak. It's not. Because if love was weak, everybody would be doing it. It takes a real commitment to walk in the love of God. Oh, it's not for babies. Walking in love is not for kittens. You got to grow up. As you mature, then you'll see that your tolerance level and things like that will grow with you. Your temperance, the fruit of the Spirit, as you grow and mature, then the fruit of the Spirit begins to be developed in you, then you can tolerate a lot more. Because you have the wisdom, the spiritual knowledge to be able to look at a person and see what's really driving them. And when you see the devil driving them, I ain't going to let the devil move me. Amen. Remember I told you last week, some people's flesh will move you. Flesh move flesh. So you need to stay in the Spirit. Amen. Don't respond to somebody else's flesh. If they have a fit, just let them have a fit. And just admire the fit. Say, look at that. This is what happens when the devil get a hold of somebody. Whew! I ain't getting involved in that. See, if I get in the flesh with them, I'll be acting just like them. Lord, have mercy on them. See, then you start praying for them because you realize that then that they think that they being big and bad. They think they done give you a piece of their mind, done told you off. Oh, they feel good about it. Oh, I just had to get it off of me. I just had to, you know, somebody need to tell them. I just happen to be the one today. I feel good about it, but they feeling good about the wrong thing. So just look at, just watch their flesh and say, look at that flesh fit right there. Man, they in the flesh. Look at that. Look at that flesh kicking. Flesh going to town. Flesh fit. Oh, Jesus, we need you right here, Jesus. They don't. And then you'll be able to look at them and say, Lord, they know not what they do. Have mercy on them, Jesus. Forgive them, Lord. They know not what they do. Hey, they don't know. They just don't know. They don't give place that they don't know, Jesus. Have mercy on them. Okay. All right, the last one I'm going to give you tonight. There's other keys, but these are some good ones. All right. Another key to receiving from God is obedience. Obedience. Because many times, God will give you an instruction that will bring into your life what you believe in him for. Those 10 lepers, what would they believe in Jesus for? Healing, right? So they want healing. So what did Jesus tell them to do? Go show yourself to the priest. So their healing was contained in that instruction. That if they would just obey what he said, then they would receive what they came to him for. So that's why obedience is so important, because sometimes what you're believing for, God will give you an instruction that contains what you're asking for. Amen. How many of y'all see it? So that's why you got to practice obedience, because when you're obeying, then God's constantly bringing things to you. How many of you know, we've heard it said that blessing is on the other side of obedience. We got another illustration, Luke 5. Remember when Peter was fishing? What did he do? Toil all night long and caught what? Nothing. Zero. Fished all night long. What was he doing out there? He trying to catch some fish, right? That's the whole reason he out there on the lake. That's the whole reason they put them nets down, was to make a catch, right? And so in his human effort, worked all night long, tired, they washing it, cleaning them up. You know what they caught? A lot of debris and trash. That's why they're cleaning the nets, because it got a lot of stuff in it other than fish. Then Jesus said, launch out into the deep and let down your net for a catch. Let down your nets for a catch. So guess what? What Peter was desiring was in the instruction that Jesus gave to him. Now, he could have said, Lord, I done toiled all night long. I'm going home. Them fish would have stayed in the water. And the nets would have stayed empty. But Peter said this, and this point I want to bring you to tonight. Nevertheless, at thy word, just because you told me to do it. The only reason that I'm letting the net down is because you told me to do it. And when he let down the net, he caught so many fish in the net that the Bible says that he had to call for his partners, his other fishing buddies, to come and help him take in the haul. Amen. So when blessing hit your life, lots of times there's overflow blessing to the people that you're connected with. Oh, I bet you them other fellas was glad they was Peter's partner that night. Man, Pete, we glad with you, man. What he told you to do? I wonder how many other times that they launched out into the deep and let the net down on the same side in the same place.